Well, this is the Andy and Amanda show. That was not Amanda Love who you just heard singing. Or maybe it was.
Yeah.
It says
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah.
According to my information right here, it says that was Amanda Love. Now,
wow.
You decide. Email us at theandyandamandashow@gmail.com. You tell me if that was Amanda Love or not. It says here that it was. Now, some kind of mix-up. I don't know what. I don't know what. That was not Amanda Love. I think it was John
only
Martin.
On the,
never.
Only on the yes. Andy and Amanda show.
Yes. Yes. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. How you guys doing, man? How are
I'm
you?
I'm doing great, man.
Happy Wednesday, January 13th. We had an exciting news day today, as we all know. And I'm sure, Amanda, you've heard about it over there in the UK, that the President of the United States was impeached for the second time, making him the
Ooh.
Only president in the nation's history ever to be
yeah.
impeached twice. And also, not only was he impeached twice, but also it's the first impeachment ever in history that was done by bipartisan vote. 10 Republicans voted to impeach as well.
Hey, Andy, wow. I think everything he did was history.
I'm tending to agree with you there, Cornell. I'm tending to. And that was Cornell Butler, who's with us too, folks.
Hello.
Hey, man. He's in Delaware, and I'm in California, and Amanda is in the UK. I keep forgetting the town she's in, somewhere near the Eiffel Tower.
Not
far from London. That is the Eiffel Tower right there in London, right? Or is that the wrong?
No.
That's a tower.
You got a Tower Bridge, and you got Big Ben, but no, Eiffel Tower is in France, right?
What, Big Ben. I thought, I got all,
There's lots of stories about Big Ben.
I was going to say, we won't go there. You know, because what I say is, you know.
What I say is what I say.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so you got big, you know. Yeah, I got to get out of this. I got to get out of this. I put myself in a zone here I'm trying to escape from. Listen.
Oh, it's okay, Andy. It's okay. We got you. We got
Thank
you.
Thank you. CNN headline news, all caps across the top, is impeached again. Trump is the only president to be impeached twice. 10 Republicans broke ranks and voted with the Democrats, Congress members. You know, it's interesting. Last Wednesday, we were all sitting in utter disbelief as our nation's capital here in the United States was being attacked by domestic terrorist thugs who are MAGAs or Make America Great Again folks. They weren't part of what I consider to be the true Republican Party, in my own opinion, and others too. I don't think these guys are Republicans in the true sense of what a Republican is, in the true sense of that Ronald Reagan speech that we heard on Monday's show. And for those of you who didn't catch that, you might want to go ahead on Blog Talk Radio or whatever podcast channel you're listening to us on and go to Monday's show and listen, even if just – if nothing else – we want you to hear the whole show. But if nothing else, listen to – it gets better. You know, the Reagan intro was spectacular in if you juxtapose or position his talk compared to what we've been listening to for the last 4 years. And in all honesty, you know what? Even prior to that, when you know, I haven't heard anything that Reagan did for so long, and it's just not on my radar, you know. But you listen to what he said and the way he said it compared to even the presidents of the past decade, you know, Bush, Obama, the other Bush, Clinton. I mean, Reagan really, he just did it. He just did it to it. He really did not. You know, you can agree and disagree with his, you know, his trickle down theories and whether there's any validity to that working. Did it do a better job of separating the classes than it did bringing classes together? And there's, you know, we can debate and talk about statistics and economics. And yes, it did. And no, it didn't. Until you turn blue. Well, or turn whatever color you'd like to turn. But,
some people green.
Some people green. But regardless of whether you're a fan of Reagan's or not, I think we can all say now that I would take him back in 2 seconds if it were possible to do so.
Please.
Yeah. Just, you know, just a different era, a different type of leader, a different Republican. For sure, a different Republican, if nothing else. If nothing else,
the great Reaganomics.
Yeah,
I like that.
Reaganomics.
Thank you.
We might talk about that someday. Let's see what happens to the economy moving ahead, and see what Biden is going to do after next Wednesday. Oh, getting back to what I was saying. See, I lose track of what my point was. Happens so often. I got to work on that. Listen, here's what I was going to say before. That last Wednesday, we were all sitting in disbelief as the terrorists invaded and caused great destruction to our capital. And the worst yet, 5 people died as a result, and 2 others subsequent to that. I think there was a couple suicides, and another capital officer had died. You know, not directly there, but they're kind of attributing part of those deaths to what happened that day. But 5 people died as a result of that attack, and people were spreading their feces on the Capitol walls. Amanda, I don't know if you'd heard that there or not.
Oh, no, I had not heard that part. Ooh.
Yes, they were literally doing that. Yeah, yeah. Oh. And breaking chairs. Destroying desks, throwing papers all over the place, stealing the podium of Nancy Pelosi. That, you know, we all seen that picture. It went viral. And of course the excuse was, oh, that wasn't us. That wasn't the Make America Great Again fans and folks that were attending that rally. That was Antifa infiltrators. That was these right wing, like Newsmax, these right wing, and even Fox commentators. I think Laura Ingraham and a few others came out and said it was reported that was Antifa infiltrated the rally and they instigated this whole thing. It was Antifa. Well, that was debunked, just like this stolen election thing was debunked even more so. at the onset. And first of all, they say Antifa. You know, Trump used to say, if Biden wins, the country's going to be overrun by Antifa. The suburbs are going to be gone. Antifa, Antifa, anarchists, left, radicals. You haven't seen nothing yet. First of all, Antifa is not an organization. It doesn't exist. You can't join Antifa. You can't join it. You can join white supremacist organizations whose name I will not mention. I will not give them that much respect on the show. But you know, you can name, you can join white supremacist organizations and other very far right organizations that are that exist. You can join. You can pay. You can contribute. You can go to the meetings and do whatever. You cannot join Antifa. It is not an organized whatever you call it, a movement. It's a belief.
Yeah.
Antifa
yeah.
is. Is anti-fascist, anti-discrimination, anti, you know, a lot of things that many people believe in. It's not an organization. Now, what gave them that Antifa kind of genre, you know, the Antifa, I guess it's not an organization. I don't know what to call it. Whatever.
Nate, like you said, movement is, I think, an appropriate word for that.
Is that some marchers, some people who have joined protests in demonstrating for what they believe in have caused destruction. And there was several hundred members of these demonstrations arrested. And they called them Antifa members. They were Antifa. But Antifa is something you believe in. It's a belief.
Yeah.
It's not something you – it's so – okay, so you there weren't any Antifa people integrated into Trump's rallies. It's been debunked. And you show me, you go through the pictures, you go through the videos, and show me anybody wearing those MAGA hats and carrying the Confederate flags and beating police officers over the head with the United States flag, beating police officers with flag poles. You tell me they were Antifa members. They were not. They were not Antifa. They were domestic terrorist thugs who were called to the Capitol, who were called to Washington, D.C., in advance by the President of the United States, who were told by the President of the United States to march down to the Capitol because you have to win with strength. You can't win with weakness. And I'll be marching with you, he said. Of course, he went home and had a watch party in the Oval Office. And
wow.
He was set to enjoy what he'd seen. Again, getting back to what I was going to say earlier. Again.
Yeah,
it's okay. We're patient.
Yeah.
Say, okay, Andy, what's your point? Andy, hello. Hello, Earth to Andy. my point was...
Yes?
Wait.
What is it? Where has it gone?
What's gone? Wait, I had some points. I had 3 points.
The second. The third.
Yes, that's what they were. Got it. Thank you. Thank you, Dracula. The first point was the first Wednesday... we had that horrible, dismal march on Washington. Second Wednesday, we have the President of the United States being impeached for the second time. The third Wednesday, we have the inauguration of the 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden. Meaning, again, we have the first, the second, and?
The first, the second, the third.
Yes.
I gotta say, I love that clip.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. The three Wednesdays in a row, bam, bam, bam. These Wednesdays will go down in
history.
Thank you.
History.
Not
history, his story.
Yeah.
So let's talk about real
it's
work.
Not even the sex so much, but you know, there are days when you just don't want to go to work.
Oh my God! That's how we feel every day on the Andy and Amanda show. Psych.
We do. We start every show thinking, God, do we really want to do this? You know, it's not about the sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I'm sure for some of our listeners, they're probably thinking, "Well, it is," because they listen in for these clips. I'm sure.
Yeah,
they say, what the hell?
Like, you know,
way up, then it went down.
Yeah.
Way up, then it went down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Doing, doing.
Doing,
doing, doing, doing, right.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
That's it.
Oh, that's the Viagra is kicking in.
I'm trying. a pilot friend of mine gave me one of those pills. He said, Andy, you try this. It was I think it's called Cialis, and he gave it to me. And I've never taken any, not that I really actually would think about taking anything like that, but he said, Andy, you should really try it. You really should. And he said, he recommended what you do is just cut it in half, have a half of one, and then go do it to it, you know, whatever. And whatever that means. But, I have it, and I look at it, and I'm saying, what would happen if I, you know, I'm kind of afraid to take it. Kind of
weird. Because actually, I don't know if it's.
What?
He Cornell?
Popped out. Cornell? Did you take one?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm listening. I'm listening. I'm like, okay. Doing, doing, doing. He's bouncing all over the world right now.
Four carriers of the plague who will infect their miserable brethren.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I'm getting vaccinated tomorrow.
You are?
Oh, cool. I might do the same thing. I might do the same thing, Andy.
Yeah.
Wow. You have to let me know how it goes, boys.
Well, yeah, actually, I had a friend of mine that had it. He said it was fine.
Okay.
I've got my local guy down the street setting up for me. I don't know what he's going to shoot me with.
Oh, he's your pusher, man.
I'm getting vaccinated. I didn't say with what.
He's your pusher, man.
Yes.
My goodness.
Amanda, did you write the song Highway to Heaven?
I did, yes.
I thought you did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that's what I played before, but it didn't come up that way.
Oh, it's okay. You're forgiven.
Wait, let me see this for a second. This is Amanda. This is Amanda. Your name is on this. Let me see. That's you.
It is me.
That is you. So how come that play button?
That's not hot.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I'm sure not nearly as hot as we saw in person. I'll tell you something. if play button was depressed during the intro of the show, indicating that that was the soundtrack that was playing, but somebody obviously hijacked our show because it wasn't playing. It was somebody else's music.
Ooh, spooky.
So I think we'll get to that tune. I'll tell you what. Instead of opening the show with that, we'll close the show with that. How's that sound, man? Because I want to get your music out there. It's very good. It's very, very good stuff. It really is, folks.
Definitely.
Like I said, it's just an instrumental. I did write lyrics to it a while back, and just I've never really put the song together fully. So it was something I wrote about, you know, turmoil that was going on in the world at the time, and, you know, the inner conflictions that we have with our everyday problems, and it just seemed very appropriate for what's going on right now.
Do you know what they say about songwriters, you know?
That means they can do anything they want.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Hopefully they get their publishing. Hopefully they get their publishing.
Yeah, hopefully so. Trump was, obviously impeached today. And I don't know, for those of you who may have seen the video that was published, he produced and published last Wednesday, denouncing the violence at the Capitol building. It was, you know, that was a week ago. And later he came out and said that he regretted making that video. He did come out with an announcement today saying that he wanted peace. He didn't want any violence during the inauguration of Joe Biden. But he didn't have the platforms to say that on that he's had the last 4 years. Imagine, you know, it's interesting since last Wednesday when he was literally shut out and shut down from every social media source there is. And he's looking for other places where he can spew his venom. But this past week has been such a relaxing, reflective time in a way, because we haven't had those daily tweets every single morning. Thousands and thousands and thousands of tweets by this guy. Many, 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 many lies, many insults, outright disgrace. things he said, talking about other people and other leaders and former advisors and former cabinet members and lawyers, and just insults and lies about programs and policies, you know, one after another, that you woke up every day scratching your head thinking what's going to be the headline of the day from the White House. This past week, he's been shut down. And what I wonder is, what would have happened? What would have happened if he moved the capital? The capital didn't move. If he moved the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, if he did the tax cut, if he, you know, did something regarding immigration, whether it be good or bad, if he did something, you know, other things that he did that he's credited with, without using Twitter, and just conducted himself past 4 years the way he has the past 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Just be president. You know, we'll decide if we like you or not by what you do and what you stand for. But do me a favor, just be president, and don't use Twitter. Get rid of your phone or whatever you use, and just be the president. And I just wonder if he would have fared out better. I don't
know. Right, Andy, you're right, man. Sometimes this might kind of sound strange, but coming from my show, I feel kind of sorry for him.
You know, Connor, I was about to say exactly the same thing. I would not want to be in his shoes with all of this.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, I'm sure we'd be judged for having that kind of comment, like having sympathy for him. But only the amount of arrogance and ego that guy has, I don't know if he has that kind of self-awareness that, you know, what have I done kind of thing. But I don't know. I could still feel sorry for somebody being in his shoes, having to deal with all.
Because it could be a psychological problem, and you don't even know, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there was a book written in 2017. It was edited by who was it? It was about the dangerous President Donald Trump. 27 essays by professional psychologists, psychiatrists, and other health care workers who made an assessment on this guy not being well. Mentally, just not being a well man, and he's not a well man, and if you listen to his niece, Mary Trump, who's been on many different interviews and shows talking about the experience of Donald Trump as her uncle since she was a kid, and nobody and she comes out and says that, and she's a clinical psychologist, a licensed clinical psychologist, and it's his niece who said, folks, you know, this could have been predicted. And those who work with him in business, those who have been screwed and scammed by him in business, could have testified and did try to make public during the 2016 campaign that this guy, danger, Will Robinson, you know, danger. He's there's something off about this guy that we need to be made aware of. And he just – I think the public was just done with Washington, done with what Trump called the swamp. You know, and wanted an outsider, wanted a businessman who they perceived as being this billionaire who built his own empire, which he didn't. Every business he personally started went bankrupt 6 times. That is, the only business that flourished was and flourished in debt was one that was handed to him by his father. Everything that he started went bankrupt, and then one he started Trump University, which is a real estate course, which is a scam. He charged $35,000 to attend seminars by he was supposed to conduct or have people he personally appointed conduct, which was a scam, and he got sued and settled out of court for $25 million during the 2016 campaign, because if he didn't settle the court, he would have lost. It was civil matter, but he still would have been convicted, and that would have been on his record. He said, no, I'll settle, I'll pay everybody back. It was a scam deal. And who did he scam? He scammed people that believed in him. He scammed people that believed in him to the enough to where they would give him $35,000, sometimes their entire life savings of their hard-earned cash, because they thought he told them that he can make them rich. He wrote The Art of the Deal, which was obviously ghostwritten by a guy who's come out strongly against saying Trump is an imbecile and a liar. And he told them that, you know, my real estate course, well, you can do what I did. Here's how I did it, $35,000, and people paid it.
Wow,
these are followers. These are followers, the same kind of followers that we're seeing now, that for some reason, which can be discussed, I think, in probably in psychology and psychiatry classes and for decades to come, have taken on the same processes that folks that followed cult leaders. And even look, and I'm not making a comparison to Hitler, to Trump. I'm not doing that by saying this. But if you
so
look
many
at the
have.
Mechan- if you look at, yeah, I know so many have, so many have. But the reason why they have is not, you know, is not because you're comparing Trump to Hitler, but the mechanism that is what they're comparing. The mechanism of which Nazi Germany came to be. And look at the mechanism that Trump has utilized in recruiting millions of people to believe in his lies, to believe what he says is true, that he is the God Almighty. He is the greatest thing since God Almighty. And and we've played in a joking fashion, but in all seriousness, we've played excerpts of him saying that on the show, as we know.
Yes.
Of his words, not our words, his words. We played those excerpts in a comical, you know, when we're doing our thing here. But the tragedy is, and we try to make light of some of the tragedy as best we can. If you can't sit back and laugh, then holy crap. Is that they were true, and they were his words that we played on the show.
Yeah.
Let's talk about real quick the aspect of the second aspect of what made this impeachment historical, and that is that it was bipartisan by 10 Republicans voting with the Democrats. Let's talk about who those Republicans are. And man, they deserve every commendation for seeing the light and seeing the right way and knowing that they personally were attacked last Wednesday. Their lives were in jeopardy last Wednesday by Trumpies. All right. And here's who they were. Republican they're all Republicans, so I'm not going to say that. The following representatives are Republicans. Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. Representative Liz Cheney, who's been very vocal, of Wyoming. John Katko of New York. Fred Upton of Michigan. Jamie Hara, Butler, I guess her name is, of Washington State. Dan Newhouse of Washington, who is fabulous. I've heard him speak regarding this. Peter Mayer of Michigan, Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, Tom Rice of South Carolina, and Representative David Velado of California, Republicans who have come out. Those 10 voted with the Democrats to impeach the President of the United States today.
Wow.
Today, yeah. So, Amanda, what's happening there in the U.K.?
Okay, so let's talk about the COVID situation because that's breaking point at the moment. So with the COVID numbers ever increasing here and a new record high every day, the Prime Minister is again pleading with the public to follow lockdown rules and only leave the house for work if they cannot work from home, food shopping, exercise, medical appointments. People are just not listening to this, and I'll give testimony to that in a moment. He also expressed that the lockdown was starting to show some effect, which is great news. And I know for a fact that we still have some weeks ahead of tough times with true virus. But we are reaching that peak if we haven't already. And according to figures, for the third day in a row, new infections have been well below 50,000 when for several days they were going over 60,000. So that is some sort of positive light amongst all that darkness. And me to what I said. Is I went through a walk today. I had to get my exercise. I walked 3 miles, and there were so many people around, so many cars out. It appears like a quieter version of a normal day. You know, when very late into the evening, when people are winding down and getting ready to go to bed, it was that kind of setting, and that is busy compared to what we've been used to in previous lockdowns. I just feel that people are, if anything, starting to show the cracks a little more, and they're retaliating. And I'm not blaming everybody I saw today. I'm pretty sure most of them were out getting exercise like myself. They just didn't want to be stuck indoors. But, you know, and then seeing businesses still open, mainly takeaway places, obviously. But, you know, it didn't seem too far from normal reality here. So I can understand why Boris is pleading with the public so much. If it's happening here, it must be happening in various parts of the UK. So he's also said that vaccinations will be offered 24/7 as soon as we have the supply to do so. And the service itself will be tested in a small number of places to start with. So by the end of Monday, 2.4 million will have had their first vaccine dose, and they are hoping to have vaccinated 15 million by mid-February. So we shall see what occurs there. And another thing that's happening is our poor NHS workers are majorly frustrated at the fact that they have poor PPE, which for everybody listening stands for personal protective equipment. In a majority of wards, there is good ventilation, which means the virus, which is airborne also, is less likely to spread. So in places like intensive care units where ventilation is poor, they have to have a special mask, a specific type known as FFP3, which has an air filter. And they are only required in intensive care and specific procedures that take place that produce aerosols. So aerosols is how the virus has been spreading through the air, and health workers are 3 to 4 times more likely to contract the virus. And so they are all in need to be wearing the more sophisticated masks that only intensive care requires. And so the British Medical Association have been appealing for better equipment, and rightly so, I think, because, you know, their life is on the line just as it anybody else's is, and more so because they're trying to help all those sick people, and I think they should be better protected. So I really hope the government comes through and says, okay, yeah, here, you need this, we support you, you've had our back, let us have yours, you know. So yeah, and the other big news here, guys, is Trump. And I didn't know about the impeachment being official, darling, because I literally cut off from the news just an hour before the show, so that must have been from the time I left to the time until now. And so I was just reading about what they were saying about, you know, the violence and all that kind of stuff, and the fact that Trump was saying that he urged that there must be no violence, law breaking, and vandalism, and yet he has been actually instructing people to fight his case. So those were his words. Help me fight this.
Yes,
you know. And he's taking no responsibility. That's just crazy.
It is crazy. Here's how this will proceed. He was impeached today. The papers will be walked over by the managers of the impeachment process, which are equivalent to the presenters. Let's say they're if we're hearing like the lawyers, you know, the plaintiff's attorneys present the case and their evidence. If they're permitted to present evidence, unlike the last time around, of course, they will be presented this time. No, everybody's seen this on television. I don't think there needs to be much evidence presented. But if we recall the first impeachment, which was just sort of a year ago, 11 months ago, Mitch McConnell prevented any witness from testifying and any evidence from being presented, and then had a vote. And of course, every single Republican except the one, which I'm a big fan of, a guy named Mitt Romney of Utah, was the only one who had the balls enough to stand up and say he's got to be removed. He called the president of Ukraine. He made that phone call. He asked for a dirt on another U.S. citizen who happened to be his political opponent, who he was fearful of beating him, which he did beat him. And Mitt Romney stood up and said, no, the guy's got to be removed. But obviously he wasn't. This time around, here's what happens. So the papers get walked over to the Senate. Mitch McConnell is punting. In other words, he's no longer going to be the Senate Majority Leader as effective noon on Wednesday the 20th, next Wednesday, right? So Mitch McConnell wasn't scheduled to reconvene the Senate until the 19th. I mean, that was the normal schedule for the Senate. They reconvene the 19th, the day before the inauguration. So what he's doing is saying, I'm not going to hear this. I'm going to turn it over to the next – to Schumer, who's going to be the majority leader, and then McConnell will then be the minority leader. And let's see what Schumer does. So he's literally punting. Bam. Okay, I'm giving you off to your team. I'm punting it back to you guys. But McConnell, at the same time, unlike the last impeachment, has been very vocal about his feeling about what the president did. And he was impeached for inciting a riot in our own on his own government. Inciting to riot is on his own government. Inciting to an extent an overthrow of his own government here in the United States. That is what he was impeached for, folks. Think about that just for a minute. Think about that. Holy crap. This is America. Just, you know, whoa. So McConnell has said what he did was wrong. And as a minority leader, we don't know if he might, in fact, vote to convict. And what that'll do – and then the question is this. Well, by the time this is heard and voted, Trump will be down in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. He will no longer be president.
Playing golf.
He could still be – the case could still be presented in the Senate. He could still be convicted of what the impeachment was – what the indictment said of you know. And that'll go on his record and on the record of our nation, of Donald – you know, what happened to Donald Trump during his tenure as president. But Biden has said, you know, we have to tackle coronavirus. We have to get these shots into people's arms. We have to get these $2,000 checks into people's bank accounts. We have to get people back to school. We got to get people returning to work. We got to get the economy back in shape. We have so much goddamn work to do. Do you want to burden the Senate now? I mean, the guy's out of office. He was impeached. How do you want to occupy the time of the Senate? With this?
Yeah.
With this?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to do, ladies and gentlemen of America? Is that what you really want to do? Or do we get to the business of hand and try to put this country back together again? Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. We got to put the pieces back together. So is that, you know, but it's Mitch McConnell will do what he does. Now, but the other side of the coin is, you know, and I was always brought up, the way I was raised as a kid, is you do what is right. If this guy did a wrong, then he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This thing should be taken out to its fullest extent. Because he incited a riot on the government of the United States of America. That is what he was impeached. That was the indictment. By not proceeding, by not hearing the equivalent of the trial to convict or not to convict, which would, if he was in office, would mean removal of the president, but it's still conviction even if he's not in office. By not hearing it, are we doing due justice to what he did? Are we doing what is right? Do we say, you know what? Let him go back to Florida. Let him play golf or whatever. Let him dance to YMCA. All he wants in his living room. We got a country to heal.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Sorry, I just mentioned about that. I could not laugh at that one. Slippers on, you know, hair there.
Close robe on. YMCA. Go, John. You do it. Show it. Show us, boy. You do that. You go, boyfriend.
Right. Go for it. Do your dance.
Do your dance.
Do the Trump. Ooh, do the Trump.
Yeah.
Do the Trump. The Trump. Not the Humpty Hump. The Trumpy Trump.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that is a question that is before America. That is a question that is before the Senate, ladies and gentlemen. What are your thoughts and opinions? Give us an email at theandyandamandashow@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts on that.
Absolutely.
You know, what would you do?
Well, Andy, tell me to check out our YouTube, too.
How do I do that?
The Andy and Amanda Show YouTube.
Okay. And we have other socialization. What do you call it?
Twitter, Amanda and Andy too.
Wait, what do you call that? We have other social something.
Social media platforms.
Social media platforms only on the Andy and Amanda show. Yeah.
With social security, you know.
Order.
We have other, social issues. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Social issues.
Yeah, come out. Take it away, darling.
Would you say?
Take it away.
Take it away. What all our
okay,
our social issues?
Facebook. Our Facebook. I don't even know. Our Facebook is at the Andy and Amanda Show.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Blame it on me, right?
Yeah, always. I don't.
Y'all making me forget. No, I'm just joking. I'm like, what is it? Dark Vader?
I got the list in front of me, darling. If you want.
Okay. Facebook is the Andy and Amanda Show. Our YouTube is Andy and Amanda Show. Our Instagram is at the Andy and Amanda Show, and our Twitter is.
Retweet.
Andy and Amanda Show 2. No, Andy and Amanda Show.
No, it's Andy and Amanda 2, I think, darling. I think you got it right.
Yeah, Andy and Amanda 2. I'm sorry.
That's it. No, it's fine. Honestly, one guys, out of we four. All get mixed up with it. Yeah.
Can you do me a favor?
Just go to Google and look up the Andy and Amanda show. All the media will come up.
Yeah. You like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Chicago Tribune, the Cleveland Post, all the media.
All
the CNN, MSNBC.
Yes.
All the media. ABC News, CBS, the BBC.
Yeah. Like you said, Andy, just go to Google and type up the Andy and Amanda show.
I just typed in media. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So we do have all those social issues, folks, that you can look up yourself. What do you call them? But we do have all those things, and they do. We do have followers. People tune into the show, and we're getting responses, and people are following us. And we try to keep talk about what we need to talk about, but at the same time, kind of keep it light if we can, and have a fun time doing it.
Absolutely.
We have some serious issues to talk about. Actually, as Amanda Love just said recently, the coronavirus numbers have just been horrific, the worst they've ever been. The worst they've ever been. Yesterday in the United States, 4,489 people lost their lives due to coronavirus. In the UK, 1,243 people lost their lives. So these are people who, their mothers, their sisters, their fathers, their brothers, their aunts, their uncles, their friends, their, daughters, sons, the people with real lives, with real existences, with real families that are dead, that shouldn't be. Almost a year ago, our president was informed of this last February 8th. We played it. You heard it. He was on the phone with Bob Woodward, where he said, "This is a bad one, Bob. It doesn't discriminate. This is more contagious than the flu, Bob. This is a bad one. This is a real bad one." And he could have gotten in front of the podium and kind of gotten on TV and said, and said the truth. What's going to happen? And did some kind of national program like other countries have done, which is why they fared out better than we have, by far. But he said, "Oh, I didn't want to cause a panic." Let me think. 389,829 people, Mr. Trump, are dead now because you didn't want to raise a panic. 389,000 people in the United States, 829 people, Mr. Trump, are dead now because you to raise a panic. These are people with lives, Mr. Trump. These are people who had kids. These are people who had parents. These are people who were kids, who had families and loved ones and lived effective lives, who are dead now because you didn't want to raise a panic. Now, would we have a zero death rate? Obviously not. Obviously, people would.
It makes me wonder how the fact that he didn't appear to take it seriously, whether he actually believed in it himself until he got it himself.
Well, no, he did. And here's what his issue was.
Okay.
He came to the podium with the emblem on the front that says that he's a president of the United States, that podium, you know what I'm talking about? And
yes.
he would talk about the stock market.
Right.
His focus is on the stock market. And his measure of how the economy is doing was not based on what people had and how they were living and how could they get by month to month, week to week, day to day. His barometer of the economy was the stock market, which if you talk to any statistics, finance, economy professor in any university in the world worth its salt would tell you – that's not an accurate barometer of the economy. It truly isn't.
Yeah.
Because Elon Musk comes out and says, "I've got the greatest car in the world," and people rush and buy his stock, and it goes from nothing to $780 a share overnight. Has nothing to do with how teachers, how professors, how mailmen, how plumbers, how lawyers, how people getting out of school. Don't have jobs, or have been laid off, can't get by day to day because somebody bought stock in Tesla and happened to do well. And I'm just using Tesla as an example.
Yeah.
But of course, that could be anything. It could be an electric company, it could be a biomedical, it could be, you get my point.
Of course.
Kona Bean. Now you got to draw a line somewhere. You gotta draw a line somewhere, you know. I think if more people paid attention to Kona beer, would there be a...
Dear Mainland, aloha. My brother and I know all about your to-do list, but have you also considered making a to-don't list? Like, don't forget hang time with your ohana. Don't forget to step outside every now and then. And don't forget the big wave golden ale. So maybe you make a to-don't list today, yeah?
Put it on your to-do list.
Good one, brother. One life, right? Mahalo. Longboard Island Lager and Big Wave Golden Ale from Kona Brewing.
You we know, like that ad makes me smile every time.
Oh, tell
it
me
really
about
does.
It. So, folks, this is the Andy and Amanda show. We're the only show that we know of, I think we can say quite factually, that we're the only talk show, we're the only show in the world that actually connects the UK and the United States together at the same time for a presentation of whatever it is we present. Anyway, news.
Across the globe.
we're it, and it's a fun show. And we that what makes our show even a little bit more unique, folks, is the fact that the three voices you're hearing have never met.
We don't give a fuck. No, I'm just joking.
Actually, Cornell speaks the truth. Cornell speaks the truth. We really don't. Got you know.
Preach
we really
it.
Don't. But we've never met. We've never met, and this is show number one. This is show number 111, folks. 111 shows.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I think it's 112. 111 was on the 11th of January. It just happened to work that way. This is
How
show number 112.
Isn't
that kind of cool?
Yeah,
that's
kind of
cool. It is really cool.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It is cool.
So thank you, people, for listening to the madness.
we appreciate you, folks. We appreciate everybody who's tuned in, who is listening right now. And we do have a new podcast distribution company on board who's taken us on and is going to see to it that we are appropriately, you know, heard. I hope.
Yes.
And we'll see. We have our eyes on terrestrial radio or satellite radio. We're looking at that right now as an avenue where we might explore as we move ahead with the show. I spoke to
Give us a call.
Normally, to hear us live when we are live, our number is
our number is
515-605-9888. 515-605-9888. Email us at the Andy just Andy and Amanda Show at gmail.com for now. That'll get you in. Also, put your song requests and artists that you like to hear. And if you're an unsigned artist, or if you know an unsigned artist, if you're a singer songwriter, email us at that address. Email us your MP3 of your music. We'll send it to the powers that be, Mr. Stephen DeJosephs, and we'll try to get you included in our unsigned artist block, which we play on Fridays. I just spoke to Steve, folks. He just called. He took an empty plane from Philadelphia to Long Beach, California last night. 10 people on the plane.
Wow.
From Denver. He changed planes in Denver. 10 people in Denver to California and about 60 or 70% occupancy from Philadelphia to Denver. He sent a picture, he put it on Facebook, of an empty Boeing 737 that flew him just a few
hours.
Wow. Yep.
That's incredible.
Isn't it something? An empty picture, empty plane rather. So what he said was he's preparing the unsigned artist block for this Friday show. He's going to do it here in California. And so we will have that on Friday. And we encourage anybody listening to this show, seriously, if you are a musician, an emerging singer-songwriter, you're looking for an avenue, you want to get your music out there, please contact us, Andy and Amanda Show at gmail.com. Send us your MP3 file. A song shouldn't be much more than 3 or 4 minutes in length, and your own. And we'll see what we can do about getting it on this show. And, you know, if you have any information about yourself and your website, post-COVID, where you might be playing, we'll talk about it. So
We believe in supporting the little guy.
And we believe in you. And we believe in you.
Who exactly, Cornell?
Darth Vader.
Oh,
yes. You know.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Listen, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
There are so many talented people out there who don't get the opportunity to be heard, and it's so sad.
Yeah, the regular radio stations, it's so hard to get indie music on there because
they're
like
the human vacuum cleaner.
They are. They're just they just suck it all up, and the indie guy has no chance, you know. You know, but Stephen DeJoseph, who's on our side,
he's a smart guy, but he's a great guy. He's a great man.
He is, because he's taking your music and allowing it to be played on our show. And thank you, Donald. We agree with you. We don't agree with you about a lot of things. We do agree with you about that.
And thank you.
Yeah. And it's taking some time. You know, and how do you get a show from concept? You know, we're in 15 countries around the world. We have 1,500 listeners, whatever it is. You know, and it's
years and years and years.
It does.
Yes, it does.
It does take a lot of time to sort through that kind of stuff.
And
now we're going to get money because we want the money.
Yeah.
And we're the number one. Right. And we're the number one radio station on Blog Talk. Yeah.
We are. Yeah. We're the best show on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I think,
We like to think so, but I mean that we sound egotistical, but we believe Cassius Clay.
in almost every country around the world.
China doesn't like me too much. They pay us billions and billions.
But outside of China, but we are. We've come a long way. No, we've come a long way.
Yes.
What is our listenership now, darling?
It's three points from 1,500. So basically, that's kind of great, man, because we started off together with, like, I think 700. So,
Yeah.
That's great. Wow. Thank you, listeners. We appreciate you.
Thank you. We really appreciate you.
Maybe that's a question you should ask China.
We want you to, China, please.
It's actually comforting knowing that people like to listen to what we have to say. And,
I don't know why, but.
you get on here with a purpose, a mission, and to have fun, and to know that people can relate to you and get on board with the things you share and find you funny and just want to keep coming back. That's a beautiful thing, and I feel so very honored by that. It's such a blessing. Yeah. I don't even like listening
to myself on tape, so.
Oh, tape. Going old school on us. No, I don't even mean that. I had that whole thing. You know, when you hear, like, you send somebody a voice message or somebody plays back something that has your voice on it, and then you hear it, it's like, oh my God, do I really sound like that? Oh my goodness.
Right?
Yes. You're not the only one. Yeah, I promise you, Bab, I've felt the same thing so many times.
Tell me about it. But it is an exciting day today. It's because I kind of feel that we're turning the corner, that the corner has been turned, actually. And we're getting things back in order. We've recognized a horrible man who's in the White House right now, and we're starting to take action. He doesn't have this carte blanche rule that anything he just gets away with everything, which he's done for the last 4 years. And we're starting to call it what it is. And our government has taken the right steps, and they're showing us the right way now. So we're seeing this, and again, this impeachment's not going to force Trump from office. We all know that, and we all know the Senate Majority Leader McConnell has said Trump won't face trial. He's punted again, as I said earlier. He's punted to Biden and Schumer, the senator of New York, who's going to become the majority leader in the Senate. But the vote, what it did represent was a visceral response from lawmakers in both parties that were furious at Trump after his deadly pro-Trump mob overran Capitol Police, ransacked the Capitol, and put the lives of the vice president and lawmakers in danger. These guys were feared for their lives. That's why I don't understand why more Republicans who were there didn't cross over and vote with the Democrats as well. But, you know, they also are looking at their constituents, and they want to get reelected, and what might the people back home think? And a lot of these folks are pro-Trump and pro, right-wing, and I understand it. You know, they figure if they voted with the Dems, they're not going to get reelected, which they might not anyway in 2022. There's a good chance they probably won't be after what we're witnessing now. But we'll see what the next 2 years brings. And I don't think this is going to be remedied over the next 2 years. I think we're going to be recovering from 4 years of Trump, not just his policies, because that'll probably start being turned around. But I'm talking about the division and the dissent in the United States, which has occurred over the past 4 years to a degree which we've never witnessed since the Civil War.
Yeah, yeah. I love the way you express yourself, Andy, you know, and you put your points across and you know, everything that's been gathered, all the information you've gathered. I agree with you completely. It's incredible.
Yeah, see, Mandy and I tend to agree with each other. You know, we have this energy between us. You know, it's a good thing we have not met in person. We're supposed to meet at the Adult Video Music Awards in Vegas this month, and good thing we're not. No.
I'm.
You know, but then again, I got this problem.
Oh my gosh, he sounds like he had Duracell batteries in him.
So there would not have been much of an issue for Amanda. So anyway,
right.
You know, what can I say? It ain't easy being me. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
So I never know what to say when you say something like that.
Oh, right. I love you, Amanda. I'll tell you know what I mean? That's where it all begins. We promised that we were going to play an Amanda tune. Let me see if this is it. That's it.
Yeah.
We were going to wrap the show with... That's it. Did you like it?
Love it. It only was a half a second, but I love it.
That's all I could come up with. Yeah, 2 seconds.
Isn't she talented? She's so talented.
We said we were going to play it on our show.
We did.
So we did.
Wait, it goes a little... Wait, oh, I see. Wait, I'm sorry. I cut it off a little early. Hold a second. Here it is. This is a song by Amanda Love, folks. A great talent, co-host of our show here. Listen, here she is. Thank you. That was great.
That was a great song. Yeah.
It was. Are the words that Amanda? How sweet it is
to be loved by you. Andy, I want to hear the song, man.
Okay. And we're going to wrap then, folks. We're going to wrap today's episode of the Andy and Amanda Show from the United Kingdom and from Hollywood, California, and Cornell Butler there, of course, in Delaware. And wish everybody a great evening. And Amanda, why don't you sign us off, folks? We'll be back live on Friday. Amanda, take it over.
Okay, from Andy Kimball in California, from Cornell Butler in Philadelphia, and myself, Amanda Love in the UK, thank you for being with us once again and enjoying the ride. And we'll see you next time on the Andy and Amanda Show. We love you.
Bye-bye. Love you guys.
We love you. And here is Amanda's tune for real, folks. Enjoy.
Yes.